This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind Original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Husbands, you really need to read the room. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd.
Do you have a spouse who, for whatever reason, has just terrible timing when it comes to, let's sit down and discuss life's bills, life's decisions, everything right now? I just know that since Steve has been laid off, he always, because he works seasonally, and it always reaches this time in the spring where he's, you know, the novelty of sleeping in has worn off. He's going stir crazy and he's just trying to get, I don't know, every last thing done before he goes back to work.
So it's not like he's stressed, like, oh my gosh, I don't have a job. This is seasonal. This happens every year.
It happens every year, but he does go stir crazy. Like, it's definitely time.
So what time did Steve grab you to have a life discussion?
So in the mornings, I wake up and, you know, do some things for the show before I come in and then get myself ready. So it was 4:15 this morning and I'm trying to get things done on the computer before I get into the shower. I'm trying to time it. He comes down and he's like, so, and starts talking to me about the bills and about some other things that we need to discuss. And you know,
I don't know how it is in your world, but in mine, mornings are very regimented. Up at exactly the same time.
Really?
Do your business at the same time. Eat your breakfast out the door by 4:20. Like, it is, if you're going to interrupt me for 5 minutes, I'm going to be 5 minutes late.
Correct.
Yes.
And that's what it is. And I'm not used to anyone being up. Like, that's my time. Everything, even the dogs are like conked. Yeah. So the fact that he's decided that mornings are the best time to catch me because, you know, we get up so early, so nights are not a good time to.
That
so
too.
He's probably just finding it a hard to catch me
awake.
But I'm like, come on, I'm trying to get ready for work. So I do know that, you know, some spouses may lay in bed at night and talk you right to sleep with all the life's problems.
Yeah.
Now, there's an Instagram couple that I follow where they have Sunday meetings. They have weekly meetings to go over everything that they need to do for the week, talk about bills, figure out who's doing the grocery shopping, doing all of that stuff.
A meeting?
Have you thought about, and they have an agenda. No. They sell their agenda that you can buy.
Of course they do.
Yeah, I don't think a meeting would work in my house.
Steve, I'm going to send you an invite for our weekly meeting.
And you better accept that.
Yes.
Somebody in this room has had a dramatic life change, and it has resulted in a new prescription. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy. I've never heard of this thing until you brought it up, Hope.
There's a new prescription for Prozac in my house, and it's not for me. It's for my dog, Duke.
Wow. I didn't know they gave Prozac to dogs.
Is it the same Prozac that people get?
It is the same. There's no dog Prozac or human Prozac. It's just Prozac. So they were like, you can get it at any human pharmacy if you need to. If you need a refill.
Does insurance cover it if it's for your dog and not for you?
We don't have pet insurance currently, but the copay was like $11 for a month's supply.
Oh, generic Prozac. What was he on before? Like, why does Duke need Prozac?
So he came home with us with a prescription for gabapentin, which is usually used for neuropathy and anxiety in cats. So the vet was like, we don't usually prescribe it for dogs. So we were wondering if the Humane Society, like, that's just what they had available. And that's how he ended up coming home with gabapentin. He's got severe anxiety, like separation anxiety. It's like he wakes up from a nap and forgets that we're home. And like, because he was sleeping, he missed out on time with us. And like, he thinks we're going to leave. It's like he's more anxious when he like wakes up from a nap than any other time.
What is he? So he wakes up from a nap and like cries and panics?
Yes. Like, it's like he like feels, my guess is
abandonment.
Well, play that video. I mean, obviously it's a video. You can't see it on the radio, but all you need to do is hear what he does.
Oh my God.
And that's just, he's woke
crying.
Up like that.
He wakes up.
He's always crying when he wakes up from a nap. That's how we end up on five walks a day.
Duke.
Is there like a doggy counselor or doggy therapist? He's got it like, that is so sad.
Now I feel bad because I tagged you in a video. So whenever I see something that makes me remind me of you or mm-hmm. Terry Clifford, I tag her in videos all the time. I tagged her hoping a video. I said, this is your future. And it's a girl at a party and she opens her phone and it's like a security cam and it's the dog sitting on the couch staring at the security camera.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, poor Duke.
He really is fine if he's in his crate. Like there's absolutely no reaction when I come home through the door. Like, he's in his crate, he's hanging out, we have a blanket over it so that he can't necessarily see us.
Yeah,
but he's absolutely fine. It's when he wakes up from a nap and he's like out in exposed, so he's a little anxious baby, so he's on some Prozac. We'll see. They said it's going to take about 3 weeks to hit and start working.
Oh my gosh, really?
There's a texter who says, hope my dog has been on Prozac for several years. If you get it at Walmart, it's only $4.
Oh,
cha-ching.
There you go. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. TJ, home, Billy.
Come on.
That's me screaming at my TV irrationally over the dumbest stuff.
Last night, watching Wheel of Fortune. Anybody watch Wheel of Fortune last night? Here we go. It was...
Do you have it up in front of you?
I do.
There was one word missed. There was one letter in one word.
One letter. It was like a huge puzzle. It was song lyric. Now, mind you, they're giving away a trip to Hawaii and the Caribbean. So
it's a theme.
It's a theme. Yeah. And it says, see the line where the blank meets the sea. It calls me. So the missing letter, it's S-Y. Okay. Where the sky meets the sea. Is that what the lady said? No. She said, where the soy meets the sea, it calls me. So I go, did she just say soy? Why would the soy meet the sea?
Exactly.
Oh my God, come on. And she's like smiling
yelling
about it.
At the
she's
TV.
Like, I would like to solve. See the line where the soy meets the sea. And he was like, oh no, I'm sorry. That's wrong. And I'm just yelling. I'm like, on.
So, you know, the shows, I don't even know what network it is, where it's like beachfront property affordable beachfront property.
I love HGTV.
You don't have to be a millionaire.
Right.
So I'm doing the math as they're and they don't put it all on one slide. They sort of bring it out in various sentences throughout the show. So the couple probably late 40s, maybe 50. Their affordable beachfront home was only $250,000, and they only had $100,000 to renovate it, and they went $50,000 over.
Oh.
And I'm doing the math, and at one point they mentioned that the guy is a pastor and the wife is a kindergarten teacher.
How are they making that kind of cash?
Oh, hold on. This is what got me yelling at the TV when I put it all together. I'm like, wait a second. This is their second home.
Oh, yes.
They were talking. The kids are like, this is going to be a great place to spend a week in the summer. I'm like, what? How is that even possible?
What am I doing wrong?
That's exactly what goes through my mind. There's a lot of things that could be playing there. Maybe they come from wealth. Maybe they have money.
Whatever.
Maybe he's one of those mega pastors and I just didn't recognize who he was. We're going to find out details, by the way. One of my record rep people just moved to Spain. And she's on that show. They're filming it. Like, they literally...
Like on House Hunters?
Yes. They literally just filmed the show. And like, oh, you're coming on my show. We're going to talk about this. Because I don't think all those shows are real.
Oh, no way.
So I want to know, do they actually own those houses? Are they renting? Was it already bought beforehand? Like, so many questions.
Yeah.
Somebody threw a coffee cup at my car on 490.
It's the Be More Than Coffee Club. TJ, Hope, I'm Billy Kidd. What happened?
I was driving. Somebody takes their coffee cup. They're done drinking. And they litter. And they chuck it out the window. And it hits my car.
Did you see the car?
I did see the car. And then I drove up quickly. Because I was like, I know that they did not just throw that at my car. Just driving along. Absolutely no care in the world that they're chucking bright yellow coffee cups out the window.
I mean, it's just so trashy. Just literal trash everywhere up 490. The median on my way home looks like the lawn seats after a Jason Aldean concert. it looks like a serious
perfect metaphor, because that's exactly what it looks like.
Cleanup crew. And I'm like, it's almost depressing. I'm like, who is going to clean this up? And that's such a horrible way to think about it. Like, well, I don't know who's going to clean up this mess. But the whole median, I don't know how they're even going to get all that
garbage. Isn't that whole adopt a highway thing? Like companies adopt like a mile long stretch and they go out and clean it every year. Because I see that
what
like down in Henrietta.
What if they don't adopt it? It just like sits there because of all the wind. I followed a garbage truck that seriously trash was blowing out of the top of the garbage truck. Okay. I don't know if he knew. It doesn't matter. But I'm watching it fly through the air like confetti into the median on 490. I'm like, oh my gosh. And then with the windstorm, everybody's garbage. Now we got people throwing cups out of windows. So between all of that, I don't even know whose job it is.
Do you think that cup was directed at you, or was it just a general chucking
it
out the window?
What are you trying to say about my driving, TJ, that it had to be? Like, I upset her and she chose to chuck it at me.
Well, you know. How'd you look at her? How were you driving? Did you cut her off?
I was just on the phone with my dad, and then I
you
cut him off.
You were on the phone?
I was Bluetooth.
Oh, Bluetooth. Okay.
So judgmental.
What year do you think it is that I'm holding my phone up to my face?